It's Lunchtime with the Oldies on Herb Day Radio. It's the Thursday edition. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. You're spending your lunch hour with me. And, of course, Lunchtime with the Oldies brought to you by the Sugar Shack at 132 South High in Hillsboro. Sam Cooke gets us going. This is the sound of the men working on the chain gang on Lunchtime with the Oldies. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Herb Day. It's Willie Bill again, number 42.
Mr. President, good to hear from you again.
That's awful nice of you to say that. I don't get that a whole lot anymore these days.
Oh, really? I always thought you were pretty popular.
Oh, back in the day, I was pretty popular, but you might expect that from being president. They talk about you all the time, even when you don't want them to. Not a good job for someone who values their privacy.
I suppose privacy was difficult, having Secret Service around all the time. What would you say to your wife after a romantic evening with all the Secret Service around?
I'd usually call her up and say, "Honey, I'll be home in about 20 minutes." He ain't the brightest bulb on the shelf, is he? Hello? Hello?
We used to have good times together, but now I feel them slip away. It makes me cry to see love die. So sad to watch good love go bad. Remember how you used to feel, dear. You said that I feel so blue. so sad to watch good love go bad.
Lunchtime with the Oldies continues on Herb Day Radio. Some pickers in Jamestown wanted to hear the Ventures. Walk, Don't Run on Herb Day Radio, Lunchtime with the Oldies. Hello, you're on the air.
Miss Day, this is that award-winning barrister, attorney, for those of you who find your chewing gum doodles its flavor on the bedpost overnight, I'll sue you.
Lovely of you to call today.
Oh, the missus leave the dryer sheets in your shorts today, Miss Day?
No. Is that a thing?
I don't know. Try it and see.
Well, what can I do for you?
I'm stuck trying to find just the perfect gift for the judge here in the county.
Do you normally exchange gifts with the judges?
No, but I got a big case that is going to be coming up before his judgeship right after the first of the year, and I want to make a good impression.
Well, I know most of the judges here in the county, and I don't think that's going to work.
They sure are tough here. I remember one time one of the prosecuting attorneys in his courtroom asked the question, did you pay $5,000 to compromise the case? Then everything got quiet. And then the judge leaned over and said to me, aren't you going to answer the question? And I say, he talking to me? I thought he was talking to you. And then he fined me for contempt. So I'm hoping some bribery might just help me out this time. I wonder if he like a Chevy or a Studebaker. I got both on blocks in the backyard. Oh, did he hang up? Hello? Hello?
Crazy. And you say you wanna go for a spin. The
Lunchtime with the Oldies continues on Herb Day Radio. Tom and Cindy are heading down I-75. They're going to spend the holidays in sunny Florida. You're breaking my heart. For you, Pratt and McLean on Lunchtime with the Oldies.
Sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all I can.
Days are,
won't you be mine?
Days are,
please be mine. Gonna cruise her around the town, show everybody what I found. Rock and roll with all my friends, hoping the music never ends.
Sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right, can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
These days are,
won't you be mine?
These days are,
please be mine. Hello sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all night.
Hello, you're on the air.
Well, Herb Day?
It is indeed.
Well, you don't sound so sure.
No, Mr. President, I'm sure. It's me. How are you, Mr. President?
Still dead. You know, you can't be so sure of anything these days. People just question everything.
Yes, they do.
Whatever happened to the good old days when people just accepted what you told them as gospel?
I don't know.
Do you need to check into that?
No, the comment was just rhetorical.
Oh, Bonzo has learned a new word.
Well, rhetorical means...
No, Mr. Day, I know what it means, and I'm accepting your word that you do, too. See how easy that is?
Now, hold on.
Okay, I'll hold.
No, I meant...
I had a young man come to work for me on the ranch one time. He was a strapping, good-looking young man who seemed to have a lot going for him. So, I hired him on the spot and gave him his first assignment to clean the stalls for my horses on the ranch before noon that day. He accepted, and I said, have a good day.
What did he do then?
He went home. I called him up at home and said, I gave you an assignment for the day. Why did you leave? And he said, yes, but your second assignment was to have a good day. And I couldn't clean the horse stall and have a good day, so I accepted the second assignment. Okay, so I really had to reach for that one.
Hey, Nancy, check to see if old what's-his-name paid the phone bill down, here. I think I've lost connection again.
Hello? Hello?
Happy, happy birthday, baby. Close this note to you.